麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你。
Thank you very much for tuning in.
好开心你今日能够收听天路导航。
In the last message, I spoke to you on the words of Jesus, occupy till I come.
在上一次节目里面，我讲到耶稣说要努力作工，直到他回来的日子这个话题。
And in that message, I mentioned the five crowns that await the faithful believer in heaven.
在信息里面，我曾经提到，在天上面有五种的冠冕要留给那些忠心的基督徒。
In today's message, I'll explain the meaning of these five crowns.
在今日，我就要讲解这五种的冠冕是什么。
The Bible tells us about five crowns that believers can receive on that great day.
圣经告诉我们，在末日有五种的冠冕要赏赐给信徒。
And by the way, I have a big surprise for you about these crowns at the end of the message.
是的，在今天信息结束之前，我还要告诉你一些关于这个冠冕的事，是出乎你意料之外的。
So be listening very carefully.
所以希望你很仔细地去听。
Crowns in the Bible are symbols of honor.
在圣经里面，冠冕是尊荣的象征。
Honor that the faithful believers will receive from the Lord Himself.
忠心的信徒是要在上帝那里得着尊贵和荣耀。
So the first crown is the crown of victory.
因此第一种的冠冕是胜利的冠冕。
The crown of victory is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 27.
如果你有圣经的话，你可以翻开《哥林多前书》第九章二十五节至二十七节，里面呢就提到呢种胜利嘅冠冕啦。
Let's read it together。
让我哋嚟读出《哥林多前书》第九章二十五节到二十七节啊。咁呢度咧系保罗写俾哥林多人嘅书信，佢话凡国力增胜嘅每一件事都会有节制，佢哋不过。是要得到能坏的冠冕，但是我们却是得到那些不能够坏的冠冕，所以我跑步就不像那些没有方向的，我斗拳就不像打空气的，我是要攻克己身，叫身体服于我，恐怕我传福音给其他人，自己却跌倒了。
In Paul's time, the Corinthians were well acquainted with the Olympic Games.
在保罗的年代呢，哥林多人都很熟悉奥运的。
But they were even more acquainted with the Athenian Games.
但是他们更加熟悉在哥林多地区举办的本地的运动会。
Which were held in Corinth every year.
这个运动会每年都要在哥林多举行的。
Athletes who participated in these annual games worked hard for 10 months a year.
运动员每年都要为这个运动会艰苦地训练十个月。
The training was very vigorous.
这个训练很辛苦的，很累的。
These athletes were either in the gym or in a track and field several hours a day for 10 months a year.
运动员每日都要用好多个钟头喺体育馆、喺田径场里面锻炼十个月咁耐。
Why did they train so hard？
点解佢哋要接受咁严格嘅训练呢
？Because each of them was hoping to win a prize。
因为佢哋每一个人都想攞到奖赏。
Yet out of the large number that trained hard and worked out daily, only one could win。
但是这么多人去每日刻苦训练的时候，只有一个人能够获胜。
And what did they win?
而他们赢到的是什么呢？
A crown that was made of leaves.
原来就是一个冠冕，用叶做的花冠。
How long would that crown last?
那你说这个用植物做的一个冠冕可以维持多久呢？
A few days.
几日啫。
Paul is saying that these athletes work hard for 10 months a year to get a crown of leaves that would soon die.
保罗话呢啲运动员为咗一个几日就会枯干嘅冠冕而努力十个月。
Contestants wanted that wreath because of the honor associated with the award.
竞赛者之所以想得到呢个花冠，因为佢系象征住荣耀嘅。
And yet their honor would soon be forgotten.
但系老实讲，佢嘅荣耀好快就会被人忘记嘅。
The cheers would soon die down.
喝彩嘅声音好快就会消失。
The fame would soon fade away.
名誉在瞬间就会凋谢。
The sense of accomplishment would quickly disappear.
成就感亦都好快就烟消云散。
And besides that, only one person could win.
况且只有一个人可以得到胜券。
Now contrast that with the crown that God has for everyone who diligently serves the Lord.
但是同呢种冠冕相比，上帝要赐俾嗰啲为主殷勤做工嘅人嘅冠冕。
Not just one person can win，
唔单止系为一个人预备嘅奖赏。
But everyone who gives of themselves to Jesus' work can win，
但系每一个尽忠服侍上帝嘅人都能够赢到呢一个嘅奖赏。
That means everyone who sacrifices for Jesus' kingdom。
即是说每一个是为耶稣基督的国度将自己献给上帝的人。
It means that everyone who strives for the glory of God.
亦都是说每一位努力工作荣耀上帝的人。
Everyone who guards against the evil one.
每一个不为那个恶者留地步的人。
Everyone who wins victory over temptation.
每一个从试探里面得胜的人。
Everyone can win.
每一个人都是赢家。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
让我问你一个问题，听众朋友。
Do you pour out your time and your energy for Jesus?
你有没有将时间和精力完全交给上主支配，让主使用呢？
Because that's what really ultimately will count.
因为在末日审判的时候，这件事才是最关键的一点。
At the Bema Seat of Christ,
在耶稣基督的审判台前，
Earthly wreaths,
属世的花环，
And trophies,
属世的奖杯，
And the plaques,
属世的奖牌，
And the cheers of the crowd,
群众的喝彩，
They will all be forgotten.
这一切的东西都要被遗忘。
But what was done for Christ will never, never, never be forgotten for eternity.
但是为耶稣基督所做的将要传到永永远远不被忘记。
And here's the good news.
而好消息是什么呢？
Every one of us has the opportunity of winning the victor's crown.
就是原来我们每一个人都有机会赢到这个胜利的冠冕。
But only when you choose to place God first in your life.
但是个方法是什么？就是唯有你去将上帝放在你生命的首位的时候，
Only then can you win the victor's crown.
你才能够得到这个胜利的冠冕。
Secondly, there is the crown of righteousness.
另外一样嘢呢，就系第二种冠冕啦，就系公义嘅冠冕。
This crown is reserved for all who are looking forward to the return of Christ.
呢一种冠冕系为嗰啲盼望住耶稣基督再嚟嘅信徒预备嘅。
This crown is reserved for all who are living and working with the expectation of seeing Jesus face to face.
佢系为嗰啲盼望见到上主嘅面，并且为佢生活嘅人存留嘅。
Paul, who was totally occupied with the thought of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ face to face,
保罗心盼同主耶稣基督面对面相见嘅嗰一日啊
，could say in 2 Timothy 4:8,
所以他在提摩太后书四章八节就这样讲了。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord the righteous judge will award me on that day.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
And not only to me, but also all who have longed for his appearing.
不单止赐给我，亦都赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Are you looking forward to the return of the Lord Jesus?
你盼不盼望耶稣基督的再次来临呢？
Then this crown is going to be ready for you when you get to heaven.
这样如果是的话，这个冠冕亦都在天上面为你存留。
Then there is the third crown, which is the crown of life.
让我们现在来看看第三种冠冕，就是生命的冠冕。
Listen to what James said in James chapter 1 verse 12.
雅各书第一章十二节那里是这样讲的。
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试探之后必定得着生命的冠冕，这个就是上主应许赐给那些爱他的人的。
This crown is for all those who have endured humiliation for the sake of Christ.
这个冠冕是为那些因为耶稣基督的缘故忍受羞辱的人预备的。
This crown is for all those who have endured persecution for the sake of Christ.
这个冠冕是为了那些因为相信耶稣基督而忍受逼迫的人预备的。
This crown is for all who have suffered hardships that are not of their own doing.
这个冠冕是为了那些为主遭受患难的人存留的，而不是为了那些因为自己的恶行而自作自受的人存留的。
This crown is for all who suffered injustice for Jesus' sake.
这个冠冕是为那些因为相信耶稣基督而受到不公平待遇的人存留的。
James is saying to them, Jesus is promising you the crown of life.
雅各话俾我哋听，耶稣应许要赐俾你哋嘅就系生命嘅冠冕。
God is not going to overlook your suffering.
上帝唔会忽视你所遭受嘅痛苦噶。
God is not going to forget your pain.
上帝唔会忘记你嘅苦痛噶。
God is going to crown you with a very special crown.
上帝特别为你预备了一个特别的冠冕。
And it is called the crown of life.
这个就是生命的冠冕，他是会亲自为你去戴上的。
The fourth crown is the crown of rejoicing.
第四种的冠冕是什么呢？叫做喜乐的冠冕。
This crown is reserved for all who are soul winners.
原来这种的冠冕是特别为到那些全福音救灵魂的基督徒存留的。
This crown is reserved for all who have prayed for and led others to Christ.
原来这个冠冕是为了那些藉着祷告将众人带到去耶稣基督面前的人的。
This crown is reserved for all who have persevered with their friends and neighbors and co-workers and led them to the Lord.
这个冠冕是专为那些努力将朋友邻居同事带到耶稣基督面前来的人所预备的。
Listen to what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2:19.
请听保罗在帖撒罗尼加前书第二章十九节这样讲。
For what is our hope, our joy,or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes. Is it not you?
我们的盼望和喜乐所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们的主耶稣来到的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
For those of you parents who have led your children to the Lord,
如果你是作为父母的，如果你将自己的儿女要带到去上帝面前的时候，
You will receive the crown of rejoicing.
你就会得着这个喜乐的冠冕。
Those of you who have taught the Bible and led little ones to Christ.
你如果用圣经的话语来教导儿女，带他们去到耶稣基督面前的话，
You will receive the crown of rejoicing.
你就能够得到喜乐的冠冕。
Then there is the fifth and the last crown in the Bible.
好，让我们讲一下第五个冠冕，即是最后一种的冠冕了。
And it is the crown of glory.
而这种冠冕就叫做荣耀的冠冕。
This crown is for all who faithfully and truthfully taught the word of God.
这个冠冕是为那些按照正义分解真道的人传流的。
This crown is not for the slick and the clever speakers.
这个冠冕不是为那些牙尖嘴利的演说家保留的。
This crown is not for the self-seeking and self-promoting teachers.
这个冠冕也不是为那些自我吹捧的教师传流的。
This crown is not for the ones who enforced their own ideas and philosophies.
这个冠冕也不是为那些强行推销自己的主意啊，自己的哲学的人传流的。
But this crown is for those who faithfully and honestly and truthfully taught the word of God.
这个冠冕是为那些忠诚教导上帝话语的人所预备的。
Whether they taught it to children or to youth, or to adults, it makes no difference.
无论他是教导儿童、教导青少年人、教导成年人，都应该同样的认真和谨慎。
Listen to what Peter said about this crown in 1 Peter 5:4.
让我们一起来看看彼得前书第五章第四节讲到这个冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
他说到了牧长显现，即是最大的牧人显现的时候，就是耶稣基督了，你们就必定得着那个永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Shepherding with the word of God is the nearest and the dearest to the heart of the great shepherd.
我想告诉你，其实牧养群羊，用上帝的话语来牧养群羊，是最能够讨上帝喜悦，是得到上帝称赞的事来的。
Feeding the flock upon the word of God is the dearest and the nearest to the heart of the great shepherd.
用上帝的话语来牧养群羊是最能够体贴到上帝心意的行动来的。
Expounding the word of God accurately is dearest and nearest to the heart of the great shepherd.
准确无误地解释圣经亦都是最能够讨上帝的喜悦的。
And that is why James warns very strongly those who seek to be teachers and preachers of the word of God.
因此雅各好严厉咁样提醒嗰啲教导圣经嘅老师同埋传道人。
Why?
点解呢？
Because God will judge the teachers and the preachers far more severely and strictly than others in the church.
因为上帝对老师同埋传道人嘅审判要比教会入面其他嘅信徒严格得多。
By the same token, those who do faithfully expound the word will receive the crown of glory.
同样的道理，那些忠心宣讲上帝话语的人，亦都会有荣耀的冠冕赐给他们。
Here are the five crowns.
这个就是我们所讲的五种的冠冕了。
Now, my friend, I come to you about the surprise that I told you about regarding these five crowns.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，到了节目的后半段，我们开始可以讲一下关于这五种冠冕有什么令你这么惊奇呢？
Listen to Revelation 3:11.
让我们一起来看看启示录第三章第十一节。
I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown.
他说我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
What does Jesus mean by this?
究竟主耶稣在这里想跟我们说些什么呢？
It means that while a believer can never lose his or her salvation,
就是说虽然信徒是不会失去他的救恩，
believer can lose his or her crown.
但是他很有可能是会失去他的冠冕。
A believer can lose his or her reward.
一个信徒很有可能是会失去他自己的奖赏。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
亲爱的听众朋友，让我问你一条问题。
What can rob you of your crown?
究竟有什么东西能够夺去你的冠冕呢？
Lack of loyalty to Jesus can rob you of your crown.
原来对耶稣不忠啊，是会让到你失去冠冕的。
Not being steadfast in the times of testing can rob you of your crown.
在试炼里面摇摆不定，是会让你失去你的冠冕的。
Compromising your convictions can rob you of your crown.
同世俗去妥协，是会让你失去你的冠冕的。
Drifting on the sea of doubt can rob you of your crown.
你的信心好像在海上面摇摆的时候，都会让你失去冠冕的。
Losing your moral compass can rob you of your crown.
你不去坚守自己的道德标准，也都有可能让你失去冠冕的。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully as I conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你在我做一个总结的时候仔细去听。
And this is the surprise that I told you about.
而这件事就是我要跟你讲关于让你惊奇的事。
In Revelation chapter 4 verse 10,
在启示录第四章第十节里面，
Revelation 4:10 tells us what we will do with these crowns.
他教导我们究竟应该怎样去对付这些冠冕。
Probably some of you were sitting there listening to me talking about the five crowns and thought,I'd like to get one of these crowns.
刚才如果你听了我讲的五个冠冕，可能你心里面，说这些冠冕有什么用啊？
But let me tell you what these crowns are for.
但是让我告诉你，究竟这些冠冕是有什么用呢？
These crowns are not given to us so that we can wear them and brag and boast and say, look at me.
这些冠冕不是让我们是拿起戴在自己的头上面，然后出去去晒命说，你看我几影几靓。
These crowns are not given to us so we can brag about them and say, look at how many I've got.
这些冠冕也不是让我们去对人去吹嘘说，你看我拿到几多。
But they are given to us so that we may present them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
其实这些冠冕是要让我们去献给主耶稣基督的。
Whatever crowns we may receive in heaven,
无论我们在天上面会得到什么的冠冕都好，
Out of being overwhelmed with gratitude to Jesus, we will want to place these crowns at his feet.
我们都会满怀感恩地甘心乐意地将这些冠冕放在上主的脚前。
But the question, my friend, is this.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，其实个问题在哪呢？
Will you have a crown to place at the feet of Jesus?
原来个问题就是在于，究竟你有没有将冠冕放在耶稣的脚前呢？
Or will you come to him empty-handed on that day, unable to offer him anything?
定是你打算两手空空地去朝见上帝呢？各位听众朋友，希望如果你今晚要去回去见天父的话，你可以告诉他，我做好了，我可以回来得冠冕，而不是两手空空地回去。在现在送上一首歌给你，就是如果你今晚要回天家，这首歌就叫如果你今晚回天家，那你会怎么做呢？送给你。
今晚见父去， 如若要你返归天路去，问你有否信心说，主我竟已有预算，我这一生已交托付那里。如若要你今晚天赴去，如若要你返归天路去，如若上帝要找你，可会坚决去面对，有这一生已足够没懊悔。你可真心倾到父神，前途迷茫的四方，要与父踏步去共闯，心中惊怕要转身想退避，快去信靠上帝恩，爱里有盼望齐共往，
你如果今晚真的要去见上帝的时候，你会怎样做呢？你是不是能够告诉上帝说，主啊，我没有后悔，我很开心回来去见到你，很多谢你送给我这五个的冠冕，还是你会去到上帝面前说，主啊，我带了什么给你啊？没有啊，什么都没有啊。广东人俗语话，我哋去见朋友嗰时带两梳蕉去，就是两手空空去见佢。会唔会你今晚去见上帝嘅时候，都系带住两梳蕉去揾佢呢？唔好啊，我哋要话俾上帝听，我搞掂咗你俾我做嘅嘢，我做晒。希望你喺人生里头，就系呢个耶稣教导我哋，就系要努力作工，直等到佢翻嚟，就系话俾我哋听，要翻到天家。唔好后悔，喺度希望上帝赐福俾你，并且用你喺你嘅人生里面每一步，你都能够以荣耀上帝，为咗得着呢个冠冕而做你每一样嘅事。再会。